House Bill 1125, an act to provide for additional non-resident waterfowl licenses for certain areas of the state.
House Bill 1125, having had its second reading for final consideration, are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hansen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I refer to Bill 1125 as a value-added economic development and depredation bill. If you look at your bill, basically what we're going to do here is give 1,000 non-resident waterfowl licenses to three counties up in the northeast corner, Day, Marshall, and Roberts. And we've put a sunset clause on it, so this will be repealed in 2005. Back in the 1960s, Game Fish and Parks started a good program where they were going to develop the giant Canadian goose population. And through closing of some of the units up there, some of the counties, and the altering of the some of the dates of the hunting seasons, it became very successful. With the 1990s came along with all the water and the flooding up there, it increased our water surface up there more than double. And our area just became a natural hatchery up there. This has become, to us, a detriment. With the water doubling up there, the depredation to our crops in the spring has become phenomenal. When the goslings hatch out there, they make paths out into the fields, take the small grain. When the fall comes around, they're out there decimating the crops. Because of the loss, the people have been encouraged to start up some game farms, and we've had two of those that have started up in that area. As far as access to hunting up there, we have about, not including walk-in, from about 49,000 acres up there of natural walk-in area for people to hunt, besides what the farmers up there are encouraging people to come up and hunt in. This, to me, is a natural, renewable resource, and I hate to see it wasted like this. We have... there's no names to be said, but there's people up there that in the springtime they shoot a lot of these geese and just leave them there to die. And I just thought, being we could help out that corner of the state, harvest some of that, being it's a renewable resource, help with an economic development up there, and the people who want to get into the industry of guiding, or maybe some for fee, to let them take that into their own situation and to help out that corner, to me it's a threefold impact. And ask for your vote. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Bogalka.
Thank you. I have a question for Representative Hansen.
State your question.
I'm wondering if you would consider an amendment to this on line 8 after the word counties, if we could include in around Capitol Lake and Pier.
Representative Hansen.
No, I won't answer that question.
Further remarks or questions? Representative Holbeck.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I voted for this bill in committee, and I have to tell you right now I've changed my mind on this. And I guess there's a couple things that bothered me in committee, but since that time I've done a lot of investigation on this issue. Talked with the Secretary of the Game, Fish and Parks, Secretary Cooper, today to get a little background. I worry about us at this level making decisions like this. I worry about the fact that we're going to take some special area and give a special number of licenses. And I don't know if that's really our business. If we get too many deer out by Wall, are we going to come out here and pass a law that we're going to give so many out-of-state licenses at Wall? I don't think that we want to get into that business. A little history of this area has been this, that this was a very commercialized waterfowl hunting area many, many years ago, to the degree that the people of this state said, no more. Keep the out-of-staters out of hunting our waterfowl. And for many years, they were not allowed to come in. And we've loosened that up a little bit, and every year it seems like we loosen it up a little more. But the concern is that there's an area up here that some people want to commercialize this again. And though there are walk-in areas today, and though there are people that want to get people to come out there and hunt their land, are we going to find that we're going to repeat history? Are we going to get to the point where people are going to want to come out here and they're going to commercialize this area as some of our other hunting has turned into in this state of South Dakota? We have bills before us this year to try to address the issues of resident hunters hunting pheasants. They feel like they've lost a tradition. They're being overrun by out-of-state hunters. And the commercialization of pheasant hunting has driven a lot of our residents away from being able to hunt lands that they used to be able to hunt. Our waterfowl hunters here have had a history of being able to get onto a lot of land. I hate to see that we're going to take that away. I feel for the farmers up in this area for the deprivation that's taken place, but I'm going to tell you this is not a bill for deprivation. If you want to stop the deprivation of crops up there, you do it the way that the Game Fish and Parks has done, an early season. This season is not an early season. This season is a later season, and it's mainly being geared towards hunting ducks. Yes, there's some Canadian geese that are going to be shot and hunted, but a lot of these are the ducks and the geese that are flying through our state, not the local ducks that are doing so much damage in August and in September. I don't think that we need to repeat history, and I don't think that we need to make duck hunting and waterfowl hunting turn the way that pheasant hunting has turned. I wish that you would oppose this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I think we need to clearly understand that House Bill 1125 is not a depredation bill to help reduce the number of geese that are impacting our farmers and ranchers in the northeastern corner of South Dakota. House Bill 1125 is a straight commercialization requiring 1,000 non-residents to come into South Dakota and to shoot waterfowl. We're not talking about geese only, we're talking about waterfowl licenses. This body and this legislature has, over the last 8 years, 6 years especially, worked very diligently to negotiate the opportunities for non-residents to come to South Dakota and to help us in this issue of depredation. Now, depredation for us, when we have our biggest problem, and I am an active goose and waterfowl hunter, happens during the month of September and actually even late August on these fields where you have beans and whatnot that these geese are depredating. We have made available 2,000 licenses for the month of September for the opportunity of non-residents as well as residents, the early season, to specifically reduce the numbers of geese impacting on this area of the farmers that have this great concern. 456 licenses of non-residents out of 2,000 were sold. There is not a problem of having hunters in South Dakota who are willing, if they can get access to these areas, to assist our farmers and friends and sportsmen to help reduce that depredation problem. What we're really talking about here is providing an additional 1,000 licenses above the 4,000 that we already provide. Actually, 10,000 waterfowl for a special license, which covers all of South Dakota, to allow out-of-staters to come in and hunt waterfowl. The 1,000 additional licenses specifically tied to these counties has nothing to do with this goose population, because by that amount of time, all the northern flights from Canada and those that are coming down from North Dakota and surrounding in the central flyaway are in this area. So don't be misdirected here to under the impression that this is for depredation. The sportsmen in South Dakota, the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, and the many sportsmen's clubs that are affiliated with it are strongly opposed to this bill. We have and will continue to do everything we can to assist landowners and people that are having difficulties because of depredation issues. And we've done that through long negotiation, both on big game issues as well as on waterfowl and in other areas. It would be a mistake for this body to support a bill that will take away the opportunity for South Dakotans, the residents of this state who are more than willing to help, and especially during the month of September when this is a major issue, and not during the regular hunting season, to do something along this line. The opportunity is there, and we still have 1,500 non-taken out-of-state licenses during the month of September when it is important to do something about this problem, to do something about it. I urge the members of this body to defeat House Bill 1125.
Further remarks, Representative Duenwald.
Took me a while to find a mic. I'm colorblind. Mr. Speaker, I'm going to need your help. I want to direct a question to Representative Brown and also to Representative Hansen, if I can do that.
Yes, you may.
And a very short one to Representative Brown, first of all. And you say it's not a depredation. And it's a little facetious. But some of these geese that are raised there are still there in October, and I'm just kind of interested how much a dead goose eats.
Representative Brown, do you consent to answer the question?
Yes, I do, Mr. Speaker. If I understand the question was how much does a dead goose eat? Well, unless a dead goose is different than the ones I've been shooting for 56 years, none, nothing.
Representative Duenwald.
And I have to apologize for that.
No, I'll be happy. Give me another question.
These are
easy thus far.
I'm going to Representative Hansen at this point in time. And you mentioned some things that were somewhat interesting to me. And you mentioned the number of walk-in areas, and I tried to jot that down, and I missed it. Would you tell me? I need to hear that. I just didn't hear that.
Representative Hansen, would you like to take a shot at that?
Yes, I will. We have about a little less than 49,000 acres. This is federal and state game and fish production area. And that's not including the walk-in areas also we have in that area.
Representative Duenwald. That does not include the walk-in areas.
No, it doesn't.
Have you any idea what the walk-in areas would include?
No, I don't at the time.
Thank you very much. One other thing. My understanding is that we have in the neighborhood of 800 or 900 or licenses that could have been sold, but were not because we simply did not have enough to sell. I want to suggest to the body that if we'd sell those and they're for this area, it would make a significant impact in this area on economic development. You know, the average goose hunter comes in, drops about $1,000 in the community. If we could sell 1,000 extra licenses, that's $1 million that comes into those three counties. And if you've ever flown over those areas, they're extremely hard-pressed at this point in time. The farmers are, I'm sure all the business people are. It runs right through it. There's an interesting comment that I've heard recently from a farmer in that area. He speaks of one 38-acre patch of soybeans that they completely ate on him. They ate every acre of it. It was gone. He has a policy he charges, though, for hunters. He said, you come in to hunt my land, I'll charge you $25, but we'll make a little deal with you. If you limit out, I'll give you back 30. So I guess what I'm suggesting is that there's not a problem for hunters to come into there. We're not going to commercialize it to the expense of the local residents. It would do a favor to those people up here. They're really hurting. They need those licenses, and I would urge your support of this bill and give them the chance to eliminate some of the problem we've got. Thank you very much.
Further remarks, Representative Roden.
Mr. Speaker, member of the House, I hadn't intended to get up to speak to this bill, but I think it's important that I do so. I think as a group, as a body here, we need to draw this into perspective. We have two main groups of people that are supporting this and opposing it. On one hand, we have the landowners that support this. They're needing some relief. On the other side, we have the hunters. What do they have at stake in this? The landowners provide the habitat. They provide for the very existence of these geese. They feed them. They're the ones that are suffering the crop losses because of these geese. You can say it's not a deprivation issue if you want. That's part of it. Every goose that's on that land is eating his share of feed. If that goose is dead, he's not eating. That point was brought out well. From the landowner's point of view, especially in the area that this deals with, they've already suffered great losses due to the inundated land. Because of that inundated land and the extra water, it's enhanced the problem with the geese. therefore doubling their problem. Not only do they have the lost revenue of that land that's now underwater, now they've got more geese that are piling on to the croplands that follow that surround that flooded ground. This bill would give those landowners a chance to get rid of a few of the geese and also put a little money in their pocket, in the pockets of the local economy. This would add a great deal. The hunters fear that they would lose, the resident hunters feel that they would lose some of their places to hunt. I don't feel that's true. If they look hard enough, I've heard enough landowners testify from that area, there are places to hunt. There's a lot of walk-in country to hunt. I know in my part of the state, we deal with the deer. When the deer get to be a problem like that, I allow hunters in. That only benefits me. This would only benefit the state, the area economy, and especially the landowners. So I urge your support of this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks? Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And ladies and gentlemen of the body, I too urge your support on this. We all have problems that come unique to the area where we live. We have different regulations for hunting deer and these type of things. And so it is a problem up there. And I think we ought to give those guys a shot at trying to solve this problem through here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the body.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Does any member wish to speak in person? Gary Hansen speaks a second time. Representative Frisley.
Mr. Speaker, thank you, and thank you, body, members of the body. I really hadn't intended to speak on this, but I really feel as though that this is truly a depredation problem. I live in the area where the geese consume thousands of dollars worth of soybeans every year. When they raise their young and are in the molt, they go out in the bean fields and graze these fields and as well as in the corn fields. We've got extra licenses in the early season. The problem of it is with us farmers, the early season, we haven't harvested our beans, we haven't harvested our corn, we cannot accommodate a lot of hunters at that time. Those same geese are still around during October when the regular season is on. And we will have a lot more places to have hunters and can accommodate more hunters at that time. I just really wanted to set the fact straight that I really feel that this is a depredation problem.
Further remarks? Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question.
Mr. Hansen, it seems to me like setting game laws not setting game laws, but the amount of animals of a particular species are going to be taken each year is left in the hands of the game, fish, and parks. Is there a particular reason why the game, fish, and parks, if there's a depredation problem in that area, haven't already increased the licenses? Or is there any reason in statute why they can't just increase the number of out-of-state licenses? Or is the out-of-state licenses written by statute in terms of the number they can sell each year? I appreciate if you clarify that for me. Thank you.
Representative Hansen, would you like to answer that question?
Yes, I will. I think I remember which representative was speaking about it, but it was after World War II, I think, as that was explained to me, is why this came to the legislature. The Game, Fish, and Parks has the ability to set the laws and regulations and the bag limits on all the other wildlife except waterfowl. And the legislature got involved because of the out-of-staters coming in, like he mentioned, and taking all the hunting areas away. So that's why it came to the legislature, and it's always been in the legislature, as far as I know.
Representative Tupel, you have the floor.
So if I understand correctly, then Representative Hansen, then it's currently in statute the number of out-of-state waterfowl licenses that are sold annually statewide. Is that correct?
Yes.
Representative Hansen.
Yes.
Further remarks? Representative Van Etten.
According to Mr. Cooper's discussion with several of us this morning, he states that the Game, Fish, and Parks did not take a position on this because he feels that they are in trouble either way, whatever kind of position they take. However, he did say that he did not feel that the depredation would be corrected by issuing additional out-of-state licenses. So I think we're getting a little confused here, and I think we ought to pay attention to what the director of the Game, Fish, and Parks feels would be helpful. If we need to shoot more geese up there, then I think we need more licenses in the appropriate time period, not after that time period has expired. He also stated that last year 25,000 geese were shot.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak for Representative Jarvis Brown? I'm sorry, Jarvis Brown.
I wasn't going to speak on this, but I have to because I've had some problems with the deer in my area completely ruining the crops that the farmer cannot afford to lose. I know the same thing is going on with the geese up in each county is listed in this bill. My experience has been, although the Fish and Game try to do something about it, they really do not. And the amount of damage done by deer and also geese is a matter of whether a farmer can make it or not. And our farm economy is in dire straits, and I believe, you know, we've made the remark it's just for somebody to sell, get some money for this out-of-state hunting license, or to hire or lease their land out for compensation. I'm here to say that the damage done by some of the wildlife in our state, the farmer who produces those or at least feeds them should have some right to get some payback, and if they want to rent out their land to get recoup some of the losses that's already been taken away from them. I ask you to support this bill.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gary Hansen.
Yes, I would like to take you back to my first remarks. This is, I don't want to get totally on this line of depredation. I mentioned a value added, which it's going to be, economic development and depredation. I think all three of those together. I just hate to see this natural resource up there, which I call it. It's not, we grow some of them come through, but why don't we take advantage of this? And being, someone mentioned earlier, how about the units? Well, this is why I cornered it off up there, because it'll keep the hunters from coming statewide this way. If we can get them to come up there and hunt in our area, take some of the geese instead of being wasted, sure, some people are going to make money on it, but there's thousands and thousands of acres. I'm a farmer, I've got acres. I can tell you 20 miles in each direction, the farmers will put out a flag, come and hunt on my leg, take the geese. But it's going to help out everybody is the way I feel about it. I don't see any wrong in it, I guess. As far as if someone wants to stand up and say, I don't want an out-of-stater in here, then say it, if that's what you don't want. But this to me is just, it's good for everybody. We want to get them up in that corner. We had 673 licenses, I think the department told me, applications last year that weren't honored. Well, give us those 673, have them come up in our corner. The rain started in 1992. We've doubled our area as far as water there. I don't see the other units, the southern people, I'm not going to pick out a town, but I'll pick out Mr. Michaels there. The Sioux Falls people don't come up and hunt. There's nobody hunting them. So this is why the bill is here. Thank you.
Further remarks. Does any member wish to speak before Representative Holbeck speaks a second time? Representative Holbeck.
Question of the sponsor, please.
State your question.
I guess I'm curious. Is this a bill that's been brought forth by the farmers up there, or is this a game lodge that's going commercial up there that's interested in this bill?
Representative Hansen, do you consent to answer that question?
Yes, I do, by both. There was a couple farmers, I should say more than that, about five or six, said, why don't you put in a law, I says, and have the hunters come up in our area, and I was approached by the game lodge. There's two of them now that started 2 years ago. They have pheasant season during the fall, and these out-of-staters want to come in and shoot geese as long as they're there, and it's an advantage to them too, yes.
For remarks, Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question of Representative Brown.
You said question?
Question of Representative Brown.
I had a hard time hearing you. Representative Wick, state your question.
Representative Brown, Richard Brown, excuse me. You mentioned earlier some numbers that there were so many out-of-state licenses that were allowed and there was a certain number that was not used. Would you say what that number was again?
Representative Brown.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Wick. I'll be happy to do that. The early fall Canada Goose temporary license, which is a September license, There are 2,000 available for out-of-staters, and 421 licenses were sold.
Representative Wick, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Representative Brown. They aren't using all the licenses that are there in September. I kind of feel like let's get those used first before we go expanding anything else. We do have other hunting that's available because all of the pheasant farms are allowed to open up before the season starts, and they could be doing both at the same time. So let's just wait until they use up all of these licenses before we think about adding any more to the numbers that might be out there.
Thank Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Lang.
Move to call the question.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of calling the question will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Question's called. The question before our House then is the final passage of House Bill 1125. All those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. Members receive to vote on House Bill 1125, and this will be a two-thirds requirement vote. At this time, I'd like to introduce on behalf of Representative Clout, another school that is represented here today, the Bison School, and I believe they're up to my left. Welcome. Please stand. Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if you could explain to the body why this took two-thirds.
Yes. The fees that are described in line 9 will go into a special fund, triggering a two-thirds due to the special fee, or the fee in the special fund.
Representative Gillespie. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 37, nays 31, excused 2.
House Bill 1125, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost.